how are you going to have more peace? Well, if I've got more money, then I can pay my bills and not be in debt and not be stressed about my financials. A lot of the times that's the stressor, financial situation. So let's go back again. How do I become more valuable to the marketplace? I don't get paid for my time. Like your self-worth. What is your self-worth? Well, what is the value of who you are? How do I increase the value of who I am? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode on the podcast, on the Luke Mindpower podcast. It's my podcast. I started it in 2019, August. I guess I started the podcast because I wanted to share my story and I wanted to use my voice. And little did I know that the work that I was doing on myself wasn't going to be complete without me actually sharing the story and the journey of what I've gone through and how I overcame it. And now I learned as well that communication is the key to your healing. Many of us are not healing because we're not communicating. And I can appreciate that, because when you've been through really traumatic events and experiences, or we haven't been nurtured and loved and supported and encouraged and uplifted, then we're basically shrunken, dimmed, closed versions of ourselves. Yeah, I've had to, go through my own challenges and physical abuse and emotional trauma and insecurities and bullying and name calling and all that kind of shit, you know, and I've had to pull myself back up again, you know, and realize that the past does not define me. What I went through does not define me. Well, let's look deeper into that. Does it define you? Well, it does make an impact in your life. It's what we're trying to understand with you saying the past, does the past define you? Because yes, it does make an impact in your life. You know, feeling rejected, you being in a relationship, for example, and then that person no longer wants to be with you, for example, for whatever reason. Okay. How does that feel? It feels like shit. Doesn't feel good. Feels crap. Immediately, you're looking like, what did I do wrong? What's wrong with me? I'm not good enough. Why don't you want me? Why don't you love me? We all want to feel loved, accepted, validated, appreciated, you know? And when you've given and you're not receiving, it's almost confusing. I did it so many times, man. I gave and poured my heart out into so many different women that I was in relationships with, yet it was never good enough, you know? And it's funny, I was actually talking to a friend of mine yesterday, and we were talking about this and talking about relationships and talking about going out there and, you know, trying to attract the one and meet somebody. You know, we're emotional beings and we thrive off connection. You know, I find that too. Like, I've noticed recently that a lot of the times my morning routine now is, you know, having a coffee, having a banana or fruit. And while I'm doing that, I'm in the kitchen. I got freaking my whole family on WhatsApp. We're doing a group family call. And I'm finding that, you know, that connection for me is really healthy, very important. You know, to have that connection, because I live, you know, alone with myself, you know, so we do thrive off connection. And, you know, that's why I always tell you guys, hey, join our community, the Dream Chasers on Facebook. Like, there's so many amazing people there. And that's why even my group coaching, you know, people are like, we need community, we need connection. It's just a huge part of, you know, your growth and healing and feeling peaceful and knowing that you're being supported and you're not by yourself. And it is, I know it's uncomfortable. I know you guys hear me talk about, you know, you have to clap for yourself. You know, you have to be your own best friend. You have to be your own superhero. You have to be your own cheerleader. You know, stop waiting around for people to clap for you, to give you permission for you to live your dreams, right? But at the same time, you know, what are some of the tools that we can use to help us to actually move forward and continue to make progress? It's, make sure you're surrounded by good people. Make sure you're surrounded by people that actually love you, care about you, want to see you win, want to see you thrive. It's a positive environment. It's a positive connection. If you don't have that in your life, you know, that's why look around. You know, you can say, well, Luke, I don't have very supportive family members. Well, fuck, I'm right here. You know, come into the Dream Chasers. Join our Facebook group. It's a no-brainer. You can click the link on my TikTok account. You can click the link on my Instagram profile. The link is there. It's there. Just go. Even if you're on Facebook, go into the Dream Chasers. Join our family. Join our community. You know what I mean? It's one of the best things you can do is to surround yourself with people, like-minded people, people who are growing. And I think about that, you know, and I'm like, yeah, what is the secret to success? Well, there's a lot of different secrets, you know. Like this, one of the secrets is you have to love yourself, learn to love yourself, learn to appreciate yourself, learn to value yourself. You know, one of the secrets? Well, one of the secrets is to become a better version of yourself. You know, you want to attract better in your life, you have to become better. Well, what other secrets are there? Well, you should have really good people in your life, positive people, successful people, people that are growing, people that are becoming better versions of themselves. Like, these are all freaking secrets. It's not, you know, then you go, what else are the secrets? Well, discipline is important. Well, if you don't have the discipline, then your feelings are going to get the better of you every single time you want to take action and do something. And you're going to say, oh, I don't feel like it. And your discipline is going to go, fuck you, feelings. I'm disciplined. I'm going to go take that action. I'm going to make sure I do that. You know, I can get up in the morning and go, oh man, I don't feel like going for a run. But discipline goes, yeah, you're going for a run. I don't give a shit how you feel. You know, so what are one of the secrets? This is all of these secrets. Like, what's the secret to success? There's fucking everything. There's all these different things you need to do. So you can sit here listening to this podcast and go, oh my goodness, I haven't even started my journey of success. I've been going through so much shit. I'm not where I want to be and things have not gone my way. But listening to you tell me about all these different things that we have to go through, I just couldn't even be bothered starting. Well, good. Don't fucking start. Stay where you are. Stay in your own fucking way. You know, be your own worst enemy. That's what you can do if you want, you know, because it's up to you to decide, you know, in 12 months' time, in 3 years' time, in 5 years' time, you can be living your dreams or you can be living your fears. You can be living a shit life. You can be living the same life you're living right now. Or in 5 years' time, you can be looking back, as I posted on my Instagram yesterday or a few days ago, because depending on when you're listening to this, a video of me back in May 2020 dancing in my mum's kitchen. Because I got a message from Danilo Gravina. And by the way, I'm wearing this shirt, right? Just move the mic. It says Dolce Gabbana. Dolce Gabbana? It's not Dolce Gabbana. It's fucking Danilo Gravina. Get it right. And I'm serious. I'm going to ring bloody Danilo, DJ Danilo in the house, and tell that bloke to put some merch out so that I can wear his shirts. I don't want to wear Luke Mindpower. I want fucking Danilo Gravina. Everybody now go on Instagram. Go DJ Danilo, message this bloke and go get some t-shirts out, please. We want to wear your shirt. We want Danilo Gravina, this fucking Dolce & Gabbana. Get out of here, Gabbania. We want Danilo Gravina. Danilo Gravina is the bloke. This guy is the reason why I'm so successful. If it wasn't for him saying, hey, Luke, there is this song on TikTok. If you dance to it, it'll go viral. What do you think I did? Do you think I said, yeah, whatever, man. I'm just going to keep posting my speaking videos on TikTok. Don't worry about this dancing bullshit. I took that fucking sound. It was Alex Rasoff, Just to Be in Love. That's what the song was. Alex Rasoff, Just to Be in Love. And I turned on the sound. It was 15 seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, 15 seconds it took to change my life. I got the tripod out with the ring light. I put the timer on. It went tick, 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 boom. And then I started dancing in my mum's kitchen. An hour later, I checked my TikTok account and it was flooded with people following me. Follow, 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 follow. I was like, what? I was like, shit. Within the space of like a few hours, I had like 5,000 followers, 6,000 followers, and I kept going. And I was like, what? So this is a very, very important reminder. Be careful, man, who you have in your life. Are people in your life genuinely, do they want you to win or do they fucking want you to lose? Because if you're not careful, you're fucked. You're gone. Just because of people. Some people are in your life just for to be benefiting off your energy. Just because they feel comfortable and safe because you're in their life, because you're a fucking people pleaser. That's why. Because you give so much of yourself because you don't know your value. You don't ask anything. You just make sure that you keep giving and they keep fucking taking. And you don't understand why you got anxiety, why you're being drained and shit because you keep giving. You know, it's funny. I was talking to my mum this morning, and she was actually talking about giving. You know, she was like, because my nephew hasn't been feeling the well, and he was so humbled and grateful that my mum, even though she isn't the best at the moment, she's still dealing with lung cancer, that she was praying over my nephew while he's in hospital in Poland, and she's in Australia, and she's the one, even though she's not well, she's praying over him. And he was so grateful and emotional that, you know, and we were talking about that giving, you know, it's a selfless act, you know, it gives you purpose. But this is Luke Mind Power. Make sure you're not giving from an empty cup. Make sure you take care of you. Make sure you're not being taken advantage of. Make sure you're not surrounded by energy vampires that are draining your power. Okay, we all have greatness. We all have magic. And if you don't know your worth, then you'll keep pouring into other people and forgetting about yourself and not realizing the power that you're giving away. That's why it's important to work on yourself. That's why it's important to know your worth. How do you know your worth? Right? You get what that means. It's like, what is the value? You know, that's why like Jim Rohn is so powerful. He says, you don't get paid for your time. You get paid for the value that you bring. He says the value that you bring to the marketplace, the value that you bring to the world. That's what you get paid for. How do we make more money? You know, so many people, I see it all the time. What do you need right now? I want peace. I want freedom. And then you go back even deeper and you go, well, how are you going to have more peace? You go, well, if I've got more money, then I can pay my bills and not be in debt and not be stressed about my financials. A lot of the times that's the stressor, financial situation. So let's go back again. Well, how do I become more value? How do I become more valuable to the marketplace? I don't get paid for my time. Like your self-worth. What is your self-worth? Well, what is the value of who you are? How do I increase the value of who I am? You get what I'm trying to say now? In order for you to get paid more, you got to be valuable. There's got to be a reason why people are like, hey, man, I want to give you fucking $10,000. I want to give you $5,000. I want to give you $3,000 because I love who you are and I love your intelligence. I love your energy. I love your confidence. I want to be around you. I'll just pay you to be around you. Or you've got a really specific skill set, or I love your greatness, or I love what you have and you give. Energy is everything. Exercising, like ladies and gentlemen, man, like I made a commitment this April that, man, I'm fucking training, man. I'm feeling powerful. I want more mental clarity. I want more confidence. I want to feel freaking vibrant, energetic, extraordinary, ridiculously amazing. So that more, the better I am, the better I can give to everybody that I'm working with. Even you guys listening to this podcast, in fact, if you're listening to this podcast and you haven't shared this on your pages or with your friends on Facebook or TikTok, Instagram, quick, press the share button and share it, man. Spread more positivity. That's what we need more in this freaking world. Share this with your friends. You're watching on YouTube, man. Share the shit out of this, man. You know, you want to change the world, but you're not taking action. Take some action right now. Share this. You want to spread more positivity. Remember, what you put out, it comes back. So increasing the value, how can you increase your value? Well, if I look back at my own experiences and I go, well, once upon a time, I didn't have self-confidence at all. I was the definition of what people called me and thought of me. Can you relate? I was the definition of what people called me and thought of me. I was the definition. I defined myself because of what people thought of me, not because of what I thought of myself, because of what people called me. So whatever I got called, the bullying, the name calling, how people treated me was then how I chose to, even unconsciously, define myself. So I was a definition of other people's opinions. Right? It's not relationships. Yes, actually it is. There's parts of relationships that I went through that because of the rejections, for example, I allowed the women that rejected me to define me. Make sense? Because of their opinions or their actions or their choices that, you know, for me or for them, I wasn't the right person, for example. So then that makes me not worthy. I'm not good enough. I'm not valuable enough. I'm not enough because they don't love me, or they can't appreciate me, or they can't be with me, for example, or they have other agendas or things that they want to do in their life. I'm not for them. So then I decide myself, which is what we do. We decide, well, if they don't love me, I'm not worthy of love. I'm not lovable. I'm not good enough. Do you understand what I'm saying? So when someone says to me, Luke, you're so tall, or you're too skinny, or you're really lanky, or you're even some, I've had some comments, people saying I've got long arms. Thank you for identifying the obvious. Shit, man. Oh my gosh, I'm not good enough again. I got long legs. Fucking hell. I'm dying. I'm going to be triggered again. Fuck me. Oh, shit. You know, people have opinions. Get over it. People make judgments. Big fucking deal. Your responsibility, and that's why I always say, and I'll keep repeating myself, and I spoke about this fucking, you know, at some previous events that I was at, and I said the most important thing in your life is the relationship with your fucking self. How many more times am I going to say it? I don't know, but I'm going to keep saying it. It ain't about what they think. It ain't about their actions and their choices and what they decide to do. It's about how you feel and think and believe about yourself. And when you think of yourself very highly, when you think about yourself as being lovable, when you think about yourself in a positive way, in a valuable way, in a way of, I appreciate me, I am amazing, I'm powerful. If you can't appreciate me, I don't deserve to have you in my life. And you start to respect yourself like that. Come on, man. Where is this, oh, I'm not lovable because you don't love me, or you can't be with me. Oh, because you bully me or call me names. So now that means that I'm not good enough, or I shouldn't believe in myself because of your thoughts, your actions. Because of how you fucking see me, because of how your mind is. Whatever your mind is, whatever you've been through, you're just projecting to me now through your past experiences of your life and how you are possibly treated. Or maybe you feel like shit, and so you want to make me feel like shit. So because you were treated like shit when you were a child, or you were called names and bullied, so that's a reflection of what you have within yourself, what you've been conditioned with. So now you're projecting that to me, and you're telling me how you feel about yourself. That's what's happening. And then let's be a bit unconscious, because many of us have been through this journey where we're very unconscious and we've taken on other people's thoughts and opinions, and then we become that. And that's why I tell you guys, you become who you think about. You become what you think about. You become who you surround yourself with. So then people are putting their judgments, they're projecting their thoughts, their past onto you. And then what happens? You become that. If you're insecure, you don't have confidence in yourself, you don't believe in yourself, you don't know who the fuck you are, you're losing yourself to all the information that's coming into your head, and then you're lost. And you're not living your best life. You're fucking paying your bills, but you're just surviving, and you're fucking in debt and shit, and you want to make more money, but you're not valuable to the marketplace because you're living on such a low vibration because of all the bullshit that's in your head. And it's not even yours. So let's go back again. So the most important relationship in your fucking life is the relationship with yourself. Why? Because it's your responsibility to choose who you surround yourself with. It's your responsibility to leave anything that's toxic or negative or draining or doesn't empower the fuck out of you to be your best version of yourself. It's your responsibility to love the shit out of yourself. It's your responsibility to look at yourself in the mirror, or even just when you're walking down the street, and go, I'm the fucking best. I'm amazing. I appreciate me. I'm not defined by what they think of me. Come on, man. It's your responsibility. You're the one that's living your life for the rest of your life, and you're going to walk around, well, they rejected me, so I'm not lovable. They are bullying me, so now maybe because that's what they say I am, so maybe that's what I am. Well, if that's what you think you are, well, then that's what you're going to become. So you got to choose, man. You got to choose wisely. Just going back to, you know, you becoming more valuable, you defining yourself, it's all up to you. You know, and I get it. Like, when you're not there, it's almost hard to fathom. And this is a journey for me, like, that's been now spanning more than 6 years. And I just want to remind you that you have to have patience. You know, I'm like ebbs and flows, ups and downs. Like, I've never been perfect. I've procrastinated. I've been lazy, too much Netflix, lazing around. I've got projects to work on. I say I'm going to do it. I don't do it. It takes me 3-4 months to get out of my comfort zone to actually make it happen. Like, and there's a lot to navigate. You know what I mean? This journey is very uncomfortable, or not necessarily uncomfortable, but it's challenging. There's lots of things that you have to do. And when you're developing yourself, and when you're growing something, or you're starting a YouTube channel or TikTok or Instagram or whatever social media platform you're on, right, give yourself the grace of being a beginner. Give yourself the chance and the appreciation that it's going to take time. Give yourself time. Remember, you want to see yourself as a caterpillar, that when you decide that it's time for growth, when you decide that it's time for the next level, when you decide that I'm ready for healing, I'm ready to overcome depression, anxiety, I'm ready to build confidence, I'm ready to transform my life, I'm ready to attract better into my life because I become a better version of myself, it requires time. When you get overwhelmed, that is part of getting out of your comfort zone, because your mind is trying to create these new neural networks and neural pathways to override the current functioning subconscious programming that you've been living with for so long, this paradigm of your habits. And all of a sudden you get overwhelmed, and what happens? You run away. You're like, I can't do this. It's too much. I can't fucking bro. And I'm like, yeah, I know. It's uncomfortable. You know, growth is uncomfortable, but so is fucking staying the same. You want to stay the same and be in 12 months' time, be the same person? Or do you want to, in 12 months' time, look back and go, damn, I didn't know I could do that. I didn't know I could be so powerful. I didn't know I could make change. I didn't know I could do this for myself. I didn't know I could stand up for myself. I didn't know I could speak my truth. Wow. So you have to understand the process of success and growth is uncomfortable, but you have to just decide and weigh up your two options, the pain of growth, you know, or the pain of staying the same. That if you're hurting right now, the pain of staying the same, right, is the same as growing. And I know that, as you know, you've probably heard me say this before, known hells are preferable to strange heavens, because it's familiar. Les Brown, known hells. So the known hell is where you are right now. It's a hell, but it's shit and you know it. It's comfortable, it's familiar. It's what you've always done. It's what you've always been. It's the relationship that you're in that's probably shit. You know, it's the job that you're probably doing that you're not really passionate about, you know, but it's comfortable. It pays the bills and whatever. It's up to you to decide, you know, is this just enough for me? Because I truly believe that if you're listening to this podcast, you know, you're like me. You're an action taker. You want to grow. You know what I mean? You're not here to live in stagnation and in depression and be fucking, you know, swallowing fucking pills and shit for the rest of your life. You want to heal. You want to grow. You want to live your fucking best life, you know? And so what's required? It's like, well, yeah, this is a known hell. I'm comfortable right now. This is what I've always done. Okay, well, how do I change that? Listen to my podcast. Listen to the Luke Mindpower podcast. You know what I mean? Like, listen to stuff that's going to empower you, and just have to make that conscious choice. And it's a step-by-step gradual journey. You know what I mean? Of healing, you know, I'll talk about Gemma Ramos. If you're listening to this, Gemma, you know, congratulations. Also, Michelle, you guys are freaking extraordinary. You started the program in 2021 and both of you guys came off your medications, but guess what? It was two and a half years in the making. You know what I mean? So now if we reflect upon like, both these beautiful souls doing my program, doing the work, coaching. The question is, if you go back to 2021 and you sit with these two beautiful souls and you say, well, so when you're going to do this work, guys, it's going to help you to come off your antidepressants. Are you willing to do the work for 2.5 years so that you can come off that, so that you can completely transform your life? Or would you like to rather just stay the same? So I'm curious, because the thing is, we don't know. You don't know how long it's going to take. Everyone's different. Everybody's journey is different. But being inspired by people who are doing the work and being connected with people who are like-minded and stuff like that obviously helps you, you know? It's the people you surround yourself with that inspire you to go, oh my gosh, like, yeah, I can do that too, you know? But I'm just curious, like, when you look back, you go, if you knew, like, for example, if I said to you, hey, listen, I can help you change your life, but it's going to take 5 years, right? I think the thought of that, the length of time, it scares everyone away. you know? But now I think about it for me, and I think about this being a 6.5 year journey, and I go, wow. So if I had no, like, if I sat there in March 2018 and I said to myself, hey, Luke, this is what your life's going to be like in 6 years' time. This is what you're going to be doing. This is how many people's lives you're going to be changing. This is how you're going to feel. These are the people you're going to have in your life. Would you like to stay the same where you are right now, or would you like to go on this journey, but it's going to take you 6.5 years? I mean, the way I feel now, I look and think about myself there, I'm like, well, I definitely wouldn't have appreciated the journey of success and all the energy and action and consistency and discipline and stuff that you have to go through, because it's a long freaking journey. But I mean, that's fucking life, ladies and gentlemen. That's what you got to go through. Like, you know, you don't, even relationships, for example, you don't build a good relationship with someone just magically happens. It's, you know, I've heard it from my sisters in their marriages. Relationships require work. You know, it's never perfect. You've got to like work at it. You've got to talk. You've got to communicate. You've got to support each other, understand each other. It's like continuous work in progress, just like raising a child. And it's the same thing with business, you know, and the same thing with your personal growth and development and your success. It's a ongoing journey, you know? And so you got to just say, okay, I've been going around this way. If I just make one decision that, you know, from now on, it's time to really change direction and turn right, instead of keep going around in circles, I'm turning right. I'm taking the next exit, and I'm ready for a new life. I'm ready to turn the page. I'm ready to start a new chapter. And then remember that once you start this new chapter, you know, everything's going to change. People that you've known are going to drop off. You're not going to be surrounded by the same people anymore. And some people will come along and some people won't. But that's okay. It's because it's not their life. It's your life. And you've got to decide, you know, am I ready for change? Am I ready to grow? Am I ready to become who I was born to be? Because that's what we are here for. You're not here to not be living in your greatness, to not be the best version of yourself, to not be attracting healthy relationships, to not be successful. You need to get that out of your head. We were born with greatness. It's up to you to explore yourself, as Paulo Gravina would say. You know, he would say, explore yourself, Luke, explore yourself. So I decided to explore myself. And now as I continue to explore myself, I'm exploring more greatness. I'm finding more greatness. I'm discovering more power within myself that I didn't know about. You know, I'm not allowing the fear or the negative programming or other people's opinions of me to control how I show up. If I did, I wouldn't be doing this podcast. I wouldn't be dancing. I wouldn't be posting content on social media, because I'd be sitting here going, I'm not good enough. No one's going to listen to me. People are going to judge me. I'm afraid of people seeing me. I'm insecure about how I think about myself, and other people are bullying me and stuff. So I'm not worthy. I've been rejected in many relationships, so that means I'm not lovable. So what's the point? You see where I'm getting at? If I would allow that, then I wouldn't be doing this with you guys. You know, but I chose to make a decision that I was not going to allow the negative thinking and my old self and the past to define what I create in my reality and my future. So here I am, taking action, being consistent, being the change, showing up, whether you like it or not, whether you agree or not, I'm going to just keep doing my thing, you know? And it's not about thinking about what are people going to think of me. It's the most important thing. We're going to go back to what I said in the podcast earlier. The most important relationship in your life is the relationship with yourself. The important way of thinking is how you think about yourself. Ain't nobody else's thoughts supposed to be in your mind about how you're supposed to feel about yourself. It's about you. And I know that some of you can probably be like, yeah, but you're just thinking about yourself all the time. Well, before you fucking start thinking about other people, think about yourself. Before you save other people, save yourself. What good are you to other people if you're not the best version of yourself and you're not being able to give them what you've done within yourself? That's why I say your test is your testimony. When you overcome your challenges, man, you have so much power that you can't even go and fucking study to a university to fucking study to learn, because you have to go through life experience that no one ever has at all. That's the truth. You can't go and study yourself. You can't go and study what you've been through, all these experiences and shit, man. You're thinking, oh my gosh, I've been through so much and it's probably too late for me to change. And it's like, all you've been through is your degree. That is your degree, okay? Your degree, you're looking around and you're like, what do I have? What do I have? What do you have? You've got years of experience and you're sitting there going, I don't know if I'm smart enough. Whatever, man. Are you serious? You've been through so much years of life and you're sitting there and going, I don't know if I'm intelligent enough. Whatever, bro. You're fucking amazing. You made it this far. You persevered through all these challenges and the all the negative shit that's all around the world and you're still here. Man, give yourself a round of applause. You know, you got to give yourself more credit. You don't appreciate yourself enough. You don't realize how amazing you are. You know, and you're looking at everybody else about their journey, their success, their life, and it's like, fuck, fucking stop it. Look at you. Look at you more. And you're so much more valuable when you pour into yourself and you give yourself the time and understand the process that it ain't going to happen in 6 months, but you can make massive change in 6 months, which basically is the foundation of your setting up the next chapter, the next version of yourself. Because once you pop, you can't fucking stop. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just preaching to the choir. Let's fucking go. This is Luke Mindpower. I love you guys. I ain't fucking giving up. You're feeling my flow. I'm fucking in my bloody element. I'm in alignment. You're feeling this shit. I ain't gonna fucking quit. I'm gonna get better and better and better and better. I'm here to fucking change the world. I'm gonna change your fucking life and I ain't gonna fucking stop. I'll catch you on the next episode, guys. Peace out.